This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle, just a couple of minutes away from right now. The Combine begins later this week. We'll get a chance to talk We'll get a chance to talk to Raheem Morris tomorrow at about 11:30 right here on the show. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I know Terry Fontenot, Raheem, all the guys are going to meet with the assembled media up there tomorrow as well. So a lot of things will be discussed. Certainly their first opportunity to talk about Kirk Cousins' comments at the Super Bowl. So we'll find out what they say about that. We'll get to some NBA conversation coming up in about 20 minutes. A lot of interesting stuff going on, obviously. Get into the Hawks over the weekend. They got another one tonight, but some big games coming up this week as well. And then the back page with Bo featuring Abe.
Abe's in house. Our guy Bo, and he is on his way to Mexico.
That's right.
On his way to Mexico to celebrate his lady Tara's her birthday and everything. But yeah, we were just talking before the show. I'm done with work. We talked about this Joel Embiid show before we came back on. Why don't he just got the surgery?
I know why he doesn't want to.
I mean, nobody wants to get cut open.
Yeah. When he's had so many.
Surgeries. I understand that. But I'm watching him bunk, and this dude is dragging his leg. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, he got the biggest brace in the world around his knee, and it's just unbelievable. It's just unfortunate because he's such a great damn player. But, I mean, he came into the league injured.
Yep.
He came into the league injured, man. And there was no like real hope that he would stay. Because, yeah, being big and injured is one thing, but it's always constantly, especially with the lower extremities. Just going to have it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things, too, though, where it's like, all right, so say he does that. Obviously, that's it for this year.
Oh, yeah.
Dead
anyway.
Would he even be able to be back for the beginning of next year?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, then you got to start thinking, like, they're trying to keep it together, right? Because mm-hmm. Tyrese Maxey is a really good player. Obviously, they got Paul George in the offseason. That hasn't worked out. Paul George hadn't been playing well. So it's just like, I don't know. It's always teetering on the verge of that. It just didn't work.
Right.
And it probably didn't. Like, it seems like it probably didn't. They're trying to hang on as long as possible because he is a really, really good. I mean, he's the MVP of the league when he's healthy a couple years ago.
Right.
It just feels like it's that close to being like, well, damn.
We got
to
Daryl Morey.
Yeah. There it is.
Daryl Morey. But
it's over.
I don't know. If I'm the organization, I'm just like, all right, this was a wash. Let's see what. And then they lost the first round pick, the TikTok kid. They lose him.
He got hurt
for the season. So, I mean,
he was playing good too.
He was playing really good.
He might have been rookie of the year given what this class is.
We still think Richie Shea going it?
When did we think that?
So last week we were like, well, he could possibly play his way into rookie.
We said that.
Yeah.
We said that.
Possibly play his way in.
I think Steph Castle's playing. And now that Wemby's hurt, like Steph Castle, I don't know. Maybe. He might. He could win it.
He could.
You're going to have to take more than 10 shots.
I really was waiting for you.
When they score 143, they're running up and down the court. We find maybe a way to get Zachary Ristachet, the number one pick, more than 10 shots.
Or maybe he needs to decide he wants to take more than 10.
Maybe. Maybe be a little bit more, go be a little more decisive. Demand the ball.
I think he curses it. Give me the damn ball.
Yeah,
why not? I mean,
probably.
Give me the damn ball.
What do you say when you curse in French? Because people say, pardon my French, when they curse.
They do, actually, yeah.
What do you say?
I don't know, Andy.
Pardon my English?
I don't know, but I tell you, I watched
Do you just curse in
I
English?
I watched the Netflix thing about over the summer and the Olympics and everything, and they did, you know, had a lot of teams talking. It just wasn't about the U.S. And, like, the French people, like, I was trying to catch some cuss words. I didn't know Devin Fournier was like that, as fiery as he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like.
Fired up.
He was basically giving it to the coach. We suck. We can't coach. I was like, damn, bro. But then you find out that him and his coach have been together since he was a teenager. But, yeah, they didn't really curse. Mm. I didn't get a lot of curse words from them.
Maybe they just were cleaning it up because they were on mic.
That could be it.
You know?
That could be it. But, yeah, I don't know. I just felt that they're flunked them. Yeah. Like, yeah, is at the end of a cuss word. So if you, like, in France and you hear somebody, yeah, at the end of a sentence, that means they cuss you out.
Then you know it was a cuss word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds about right, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That sounds really good. Okay. Let's stop making that noise. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Yeah, so we talked a little bit about this last week. It's kind of not understanding the thought process that the Rams.
I don't get it.
Are using here. I mean, I guess Stafford's been banged up. He's not young for sure, but I don't know what's the better option. They've given him permission to see what the market looks like.
Yeah.
Which to me is, that's the first step towards we're moving on.
I think, I saw a report this morning. Staff wants to be paid like in the 50s. Well, hell, why not?
What he should want.
Why not? I mean,
he made $23 million.
Justin Herbert's in the 50s. Tua Tagovailoa's in the 50s. Dak's in the damn 60s. Why the hell shouldn't I?
Matthew Stafford made half as much as Kirk Cousins last year.
Damn. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
he should make because when more
they
than did, that.
We talked about it last year. They put a band-aid on last year. They moved some money into this past year because he was still underpaid. So there was some things going on in the offseason. So they took some money from years that he had left on his contract, moved it into next year, last year. Okay, you got through the season with that. Now we're coming back. Yeah, give me a new damn contract.
Yeah, we played really well when we were healthy, and I know when we. But it wasn't just me that was hurt. The other guys were hurt too. Yeah. But when everyone was on the field together, we're the only team that pushed the Eagles.
There is no upgrade to him out there.
No.
There isn't. There
not, is, that, not that's available.
No,
to them.
Even Sam Darnold's not. I mean, no. I don't think Sam will have on him as he's younger.
Younger, yeah.
But there are no upgrades to Matt Stafford that are available this offseason.
Yeah, I saw
draft or not.
One of the options that they may go with is, yeah, that's what it would be. I mean, you move him. Giants are a team that's been thrown out there a lot. I know why the Giants do, because those coaches and general managers need to knock it. Yeah.
I know why every other team, why teams would want Matt Stafford. I don't understand why the Rams don't want him.
I don't either. I don't know.
I understand the
But the thought process of, okay, move him, draft a guy, whatever. Maybe you believe in Sean McVay. Because Sean McVay.
He's a hell of a coach.
One thing he has been able to do is get the most out of quarterbacks.
Yeah, but he's only had two.
But he's only had two, and they're both really good.
Yes,
like Jared Goff has proved in his next stop to be really good.
Both former number one picks.
They're both former number one picks as well.
So, that helps.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. But, like, draft a guy, maybe lean on McVay's ability to develop or get the most out of a quarterback eventually and then find themselves a bridge quarterback. And there's a couple names. Him and Kirk have a relationship.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and that we've already talked about how that, you know, that pretty much all of them are on the Washington staff, you know, with Kyle's dad. They all love him. And there's places out there. There's like four places that could be potential places for Kirk. I doubt San Francisco, but you know, he knows them. Obviously, Minnesota, that he goes back with Kevin O'Connell.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Cleveland, L.A. Rams, something like that. But, I mean, there are places out there because everybody runs the same system, and that group of coaches have like eight jobs in the damn NFL.
Yeah, and they're everywhere.
They're every damn where. And he's played for two of them already. And so I don't know where that lies and everything. But, yeah, the whole Stafford thing is just – it's about money, no doubt about it. He wants a new contract, but he wants to be paid like the topper, the guys that he's, you know, probably better than. He's better than Tua. I think he's better than Justin Herbert.
When he's healthy, he's a top –
six guy.
You think six?
Yeah.
I was going to say eight, but, yeah, I mean, he's up there.
Yeah.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league when healthy. Now, again, coming off a couple years where he hasn't been the whole time, but when he was at the end of the year last year, they gave the Eagles the best shot that anybody gave them.
Yeah.
He had the ball with a drive with a chance to win the game.
And if your offensive lineman realizes that, hey, that guy, Jalen Carter, I should block him, right?
If Jalen Carter doesn't just make, doesn't blow up the play.
It ain't blow,
I know.
He didn't blow it up.
I'm just trying to give Jalen some credit here.
The dude just left him.
Yeah. You don't leave a guy like, don't leave anybody, really, but especially don't not block the best defensive lineman in the game.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, just let him get a free run.
What
it's all good.
Hey,
this is a name that folks are familiar with here. Former first-round draft pick of the Falcons, Keanu Neal.
Yeah, man.
Retires from the NFL.
What
a bummer.
I was there that night at Taco Mac when they drafted him and everybody booed. Dude was a good damn player, man.
He was a really good
player.
He just couldn't stay healthy.
He just couldn't stay healthy, man. It's unfortunate because you want to see guys like that because he's such a good dude also. Sometimes when them injuries and then teams ain't calling, sometimes it's more the league telling you should retire than you maybe wanted to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought Keanu was a real good player.
He got off to a really nice start. He was on the Super Bowl team. The team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Then he was the next year again. It was that knee.
That knee off the ball.
The ball hits the knee and it ends up as a completion instead of an interception. Who knows?
Yep. Then they go down, get the field goal and everything like that.
Because that Eagles team went on to win that Super Bowl. I'm not saying that the Falcons would have done that, but who knows what happens in that playoff. And they were playing pretty good.
They were playing good.
They beat the Rams the week before that. Best game they played. They haven't played a game that good since.
Right.
Literally. Yeah.
Since that Rams game
in January of 2018.
Yeah, but good luck to him. And, hopefully, he stays around the game and things like that. But, yeah, I thought Keanu played really good when he was at the Falcons.
Shedeur Sanders is going to do interviews and measurements at the combine.
Not surprised.
He's going to throw it as pro day. I'm not surprised by that.
Not surprised.
Fairly common amongst young quarterbacks lately.
And I think the one thing about him, and I think it gets overlooked.
Young, they're all young. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of things that get overlooked by Stu. You see the flash and all those. He's a good-ass teammate. You remember, he didn't go to the Senior Bowl because he wanted his teammates to also go. He knew if he went out to the East-West game, more scouts would come out there, more would see his teammates. This might have a lot to do with it, too, because every team is going to show up to the pro day. So some of those guys who aren't at the combine, like his brother and guys like that, to get an opportunity to shine in front of scouts.
Yeah, people will take it as an opportunity to criticize him.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
So what?
You don't have to listen to him.
Exactly.
Jason Kelce says he's pretty sure his brother already knows what he's going to do.
I think he does.
I think he knows, too.
I think he does.
What do you think he's waiting for?
His own time.
They gave him a timeline, right? They said, tell us by St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, they did?
I think so. I think the Chiefs were like, we'd like to know by league year.
Okay. Well, that makes sense and everything. And I'm sure that he'll give you an opportunity by that. Kelce don't seem like the type of guy that's going to drag it out.
There's no reason.
Wait till the summertime and I don't want to do this. I think I was more confident if they had won the Super Bowl that he would retire. Right now, I just don't know what he does. Because the thing with him is that he still has the best ability to get open. It's just everything else. And like that one long play he had against the Bills, you wouldn't have caught Kelce. People didn't use to catch Kelce, but you can tell it's just slow. He can't pick up and put it down like he used to.
Yeah, plus also it probably just hurts. He's probably just like, you know what? Do I really want to do that again?
Yeah, because he has.
I got three Super Bowls.
He has.
My body's not feeling great.
And he has the line to other opportunities now.
Right.
He does. So I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
I'd be surprised.
I wouldn't either. You know this better than anybody, having played that position. He feels like at the end of the last couple seasons before you hang it up, you're like, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
Am I really going to do this again?
Long,
this hurts.
Yeah, dog, it does.
Like the first couple years, when did it stop hurting at the end of the season?
A
couple weeks?
Yeah.
By the end, it was how long? Still.
Mid-February. Mid-February.
2025.
Hell, yeah, just laying there. You want to go do something? No, I'm just going to sit right here.
Not today.
I'm just going to sit right here.
Not today. Nah. The Steelers reportedly interested in Nick Chubb in free agency if the medicals check out. Something about that just feels right, doesn't it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nick Chubb as a Steeler?
Nick Chubb as a Steeler just feels... Now, again, he's got to stay healthy. He hasn't been able to.
Yeah.
Something about him in that uniform just feels right.
I love it, man. I just say, you know, you just didn't see it last year. And obviously, because you're coming off a horrific knee injury like Nick was. And to me, I don't know if they want to bring back Najee or not. You know, they declined his fifth-year option. Yeah. So, technically, Najee is a free agent. But, I would love Nick. And Nick in Pittsburgh? I mean, Nick is an NFC North back.
He is.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's an NFC North
back. He just unfortunately happened to play for that franchise where nothing good happens for anybody.
What a freaking mess.
Yeah.
What a mess that is.
Nick Chubb, the Steeler, just makes sense to me. Yeah. I don't know. I see it.
I love it.
Close your eyes. You can envision it. Ooh. Hopefully he can stay healthy for a year. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA. Hawks are back at it tonight looking to snap a little mini losing streak. How many teams do you feel like right now, as you look at the NBA, can win an NBA championship?
One.
That it? One?
Yep.
I got three. We'll talk about them next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.